Somali President Abdulhali Yusuf resigned today, ending a deadlock at the top of the interim government and paving the way for a new administration in the anarchic Horn of Africa nation. The president of Somalia's UN-recognized government had become increasingly unpopular at home and abroad and was blamed by Washington, Europe, and African neighbors for stalling a UN-hosted peace process. The apostolic administrator for Mogadishu, Bishop Giorgio Bertin, outlines what his departure means for the future of Somalia.
It will be, of course, again necessary to see how much the two parties that have signed an agreement here in Djibouti, mainly the Prime Minister, Nur Hassan, and the opposition, Sheikh Sharif Sheikh Ahmed, who represented a faction from the so-called Alliance for the Re-Liberation of Somalia. It will be necessary how these will be able to keep united and how the international community will be willing to support these two grouping together. Because then, if the two groups really hold together, and if the international community supports them, there will be the possibility that the different militias, different warlords, may be little by little isolated. And therefore, we may be having a kind of authority which will establish itself.